Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
A Super Bowl champion.
The Green Bay Packers have won the Super Bowl.
The Packers' all-time leading scorer.
A game winner for Mason Crosby.
It's time for the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Nellis, presented by Verizon, the number one network in Milwaukee, on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook and on the free Odyssey app.
We are the Mason Crosby Show, second hour of the show. Welcome in. My name is Mitch Nellis. He's Mason Crosby. Tommy Wirtz is here as well. We're presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers. The Nicolay Law talking text line, 414-677-1250. What would make this season a failure for our Green Bay Packers? Hopefully, we don't have to get there. Ryan Wood shared an article from Pete Doherty. For all the deserved criticism Matt LaFleur took for clock and game mismanagement in the Packers' tie at Dallas, he equally deserves credit for game management that helped his team beat the Cardinals. I think Matt LaFleur also got some criticism for some of the clock and timeout management in that game against the Cardinals as well. Joining us now to discuss that and all things Green Bay Packers, he is the one, he is the only... Ryan Wood. Good afternoon, Ryan.
You know what? That's actually not true. There is a Ryan Wood in Dallas.
There's a whole bunch of Ryan. I was going to say.
All the time. I hear from him once a year, like, hey, not me.
I worked with a Ryan Wood once, and it was not you. Yeah. So, yeah, it's true. He's one of the many.
What's the T stand for, Ryan? R.T. Wood? What's the T?
Thomas.
Oh, the one and only Ryan Thomas Wood. Yeah. There it is. There right here. Nice. Yeah. We're back.
Nice. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Phoenix was a blast. Can I ask you guys a question? So I'm just curious about something. Your phone calls that you get in, on the negative to positive scale, what's the temperature that you're seeing with Packers fans right now?
Ooh, good question, Mace.
Yeah, that is interesting. I think there's just still a little maybe I think it's right in the middle, like some uncertainty on like exactly what this team's going to be. But I don't know. Tommy's making a face. You don't agree?
I feel like this is the most negative number one seed in the NFC of all time. Not even
maybe that's all time. Maybe I don't see it as negative. I just see uncertainty as like waiting for this team to prove and show what they actually are. So maybe it is a little more negative, but yeah, what are you feeling, Ryan?
Well, okay, so here's why I asked, because my most direct link to the fan base, which is something that for all of us in this business is invaluable, but my most direct link is Twitter, which is not exactly society's passion of positivity.
Of negativity, exactly.
Right. So that all I see is negative. And I just feel like two things can be true at the same time.
Yes, sir.
It is true that the Packers from here in the next 10, 11 weeks to the end of the season need to get better. They need to be more cohesive offensively. They need to shut down some leaks defensively. The special teams has obviously been better. That needs to continue. They need to get better. I don't think any of us are blind to that. I also feel like it swung so much to that direction that you might be shocked if you look up and at 4-1-1, the Packers are not just the one seed right now in the NFC. They're one of only two teams in the NFL with one loss. The other, the Colts,
true story,
were stopping everybody in the AFC. Like, I think this team deserves a modicum of credit for as they figure things out, they are winning football games. And that was a tough win in Phoenix. Like, everything that could go wrong, starting with a five-hour plane delay, which is not nothing, everything that could go wrong went wrong. They didn't lead until inside the two-minute warning, and they still left the desert with the victory. That's what good teams do. When adversity hits, you still find a way to win. We said a month ago, right, after Cleveland, this is a team that needs to still figure out ways to win. They've shown that they can do that. I think they can be a much worse spot than they are right now.
Yeah, so Ryan, are you just you saying like fan base, especially Twitter fan base? So like I do think that might be two separate things at times. Like like you said, two things can be true. Twitter fan base, normal real fan base, like appreciate wins. A road win's a road win. Like a win in the NFL, regardless of what it looks like, is a win. Like each game, each week, it's its own little mini season because these other teams are pros too. They're game planning. They're looking how to shut certain things down. And then I said it all last week. I'm like, weird things happen when you go to the desert. You know, it's like, I think in sports and in life. So weird things happen when you go to the desert. Weird thing happened on the travel out there. It wasn't the most beautiful game, but they found a way to win. And I think there needs to be some appreciation for the fact that they've built a really good football team. There's a lot of talent on that field. And the fact that they can play some sloppy games or games that just aren't perfect at times and still find ways to win, it's really, really good. And that Dallas Cowboy tie is actually looking okay with how the Cowboys score points. I mean, to be able to just go down there, and especially in Dallas, they're scoring points at a high, high clip right now. Mm-hmm. So I think we can look at this season right now as a very, very positive thing. If you are to jump onto the Twitter fan side, you know, and Tucker Kraft had some comments and you talked about the cohesiveness of that offense. What did you see there in Arizona offensively that just like, it looked like they weren't on the same page. Some guys maybe ran some wrong routes, ran into each other. There were a few things that kind of went a little weird. Just talk about that offense out there in Arizona.
I think more than anything, it looks to me like not a full offense, and it's not a full offense, you know. Now, that's not an excuse. You still have to figure it out because that's the league. Yeah. The league is not having your full pieces available every single week. Injuries are everywhere. You still have to figure it out, which they did. But also, when you don't have Jaden Reed, Christian Watson, and you're trying to hold Josh Jacobs to 20 to 25 snaps, so you don't really have a full run game, you're not going to go on the road and put up 30 plus. Like that's not the expectation. The expectation is you make winning plays in critical moments and you figure out a way to get the W, which is what they did, obviously, on that 4th-and-2. I think that offensively, and it seems like it's been this way for a few weeks now, I get that they're egalitarian in their passing game. I get that they like to spread it out to everybody. Jordan Love, very different than Aaron Rodgers. Jordan Love just runs the offense almost robotically, right? It is what is on paper. Yes.
Too robotically? Too robotically?
Well, I think that they're at a point now where this core's been together 2 to 3 years. They've developed, and no one develops at the same rate. Everyone's individualistic in their development, and it's been enough time where you can look up and, okay, Tucker Kraft got 10 targets. That should be a norm, right? That shouldn't be a rare thing. He needs to get about 8 to 10 targets every week. Matthew Golden gets 3 targets on the opening drive. One of those, he catches all 3. One of those is to convert a 4th down. Yep. 1 target the rest of the game.
Yeah, that was surprising.
Romeo Dobbs has 8 targets. Romeo Dobbs is a reliable, solid pro. He should have a role in this passing game, in this offense. He showed that right before halftime, right? Who was reliable, made the play to get him in the field goal range? It was Romeo Doubs. Is 8 targets the right number for him? Like, at some point, I feel like even if you want to spread the love and take what the defense is giving you, you have to also prioritize where your matchups are. Where are your best playmakers, and really emphasize getting the football to them? They don't seem to do that. I just think the time is now where you have to start prioritizing who are the guys that have that extra burst, that explosiveness, that pop that can give you more explosive plays.
Yeah. You know how I feel. I feel like there should always be – it's a 1A, 1B, 1C type of situation, right, where it's like let's force it to somebody in like until they stop it. And then we kind of pivot off of that. That's my mindset. Obviously, LaFleur is more of a let's just take what they give us. Let's try to chess match scheme around all of those things. But I'm looking at this like, too, if you look at the Packers' schedule and like where they're at, if they hold it, like if they score 24 points or more, like they would be what, 5-1 right now in that situation. If they you just said, all right, Packers scored 24 points in every game. The only loss would actually, they would have lost to the Cowboys, right? So like this team like only has to score like only, but they have to score 24 points and they are going to win like probably, I mean, they probably win 14 games this year if they score 24 points or more in every game. This defense is legit. They are disruptive, crazy. I saw Micah Parsons' numbers, 93.3 PFF grade, best in the NFL. His pressure rate's the best in the NFL. I mean, do you think Micah Parsons is playing at a level where he's one of the top considerations for Defensive Player of the Year at this moment? And do you think that he has the ability to continue that and actually win that award here for this Green Bay Packers?
Yeah, I think he has to be in the conversation based merely on the presence he's had on this defense. I mean, it's been a game changer, and that goes outside the production. Whether he wins it or not might depend on how many opponents follow the asinine idea that Jonathan Gannon had to block him one-on-one continuously, right, for 4 points. That was the most inexplicable thing that happened Sunday was, and I get the Detroit Lions did this too with Penei Sewell. They went into the opener and they wanted to block Micah Parsons one-on-one with Penei Sewell. And then Micah Parsons does what he does one-on-one to any tackle. He beat Penei Sewell. And then they adjusted full slides, chips. They didn't leave Penei Sewell for the rest of the game one-on-one. I get going into a game, they got Paris Johnson Jr., they got Jonah Williams, a pair of top half of the first round tackles. Going into that game saying, okay, we got guys, let's see how this goes. But when it goes the way it did, when Micah Parsons right off the bat on a third and goal gets a sack and forces a field goal, when it's clear that you cannot block this guy one-on-one, how do you never adjust? Like how do you just continue doing the same thing? What's the definition of insanity? Continue and do the same thing and expecting a different result. The result never changed because they never changed what they were doing. I can't imagine starting this week in Pittsburgh, I can't imagine Mike Parsons is going to see a whole lot more one-on-ones continuously through 4 quarters.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's a great take. That's a great take. Let's move. You talked about Pittsburgh, so I do want to talk about this upcoming game, and we're going to be talking about it all week. What's your expectation for this week? Do you think LaFleur's comments about, you know, Aaron Rodgers, we're playing the Pittsburgh Steelers, he's just the quarterback of that team. Do you think his mindset is truly there, or do you think there is just that little nugget of like extra that is going to come with this game? What do you think about that?
Well, I think inside that locker room that consists of what, 2 or 3 guys that actually played with Aaron Rodgers now, Elton, yeah, Jenkins, Rashawn Gary, I mean, Kenny Clark's gone. There's just nobody there played with him. I do think that it can be a modicum of a normal week to all these youngsters, but that's exclusive to them, because to nobody else on the outside is this a normal week. This is Aaron Rodgers versus the Green Bay Packers, and that's a massive, massive matchup. And it's certainly Aaron Rodgers versus the Green Bay Packers to Aaron Rodgers. He remembers playing for the Green Bay Packers. This is going to be a special week for him. I do think this would be a heck of a win if they're able to go into Pittsburgh on a Sunday night. That defense has given up points on the road this year. It hasn't given up much at home. It held the Seahawks to 17 points. It's been pretty good at home. And you've got a quarterback in Aaron Rodgers that I think knows how to beat this defense the way it's been playing. He is not going to hold on to the football. He is going to get rid of it. He is going to find his playmakers. It's not going to be like six sacks Jacoby Brissett like it was last week. So how do the Packers adjust defensively to the quick passing game is going to be a massive part of this deal.
Yeah, what do you think? Like, what adjustments?
That's Aaron's thing, right?
Yeah, exactly. What do you think Halfley, like, what is a mindset for Halfley, if that is kind of the recipe? Like, how does he adjust to that? Do they play more man coverage? Are they trying to press at the line? I don't know if you want to just press DK Metcalf, though, because he is a big physical wide receiver. So what do you think Halfley's adjustment is? Or do you just take that, just keep playing how you're playing and say, like, if someone wants to quick game us, we're going to tackle well, try to get off the field, might not get a lot of turnovers, but they are not going to score 20, you know, 4+ points on us. What do you think Halfley's mindset is going into this week?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because Jeff Halfley last week made it very clear that if teams want to continue averaging 5.5 yards per pass on this defense, which was the season number going into Arizona, he's just fine with that. And let's be very clear about this. 5.5 yards per pass, which is obviously higher now, but 5.5 yards per pass is an elite number. It'd be not just the best in the NFL this season. It was the best since the 2009 New York Jets allowed 5.4 yards per pass. In 2009, New York Jets were the best defense in football. That is an elite number. So if that's what it's going to be, I think Jeff Halfley is just fine with that because, as he said, explosive plays win games. The lack of explosive plays makes it very, very difficult in this league to win games. If you want to talk schematics, and certainly any other week going forward after this week, the answer is just disguise the best you can, right? I mean, that's how you give your pass rush the best chances. Create some confusion on the back end that force the quarterback to hold it just that tick longer. Your pass rush gets home. The problem against Aaron Rodgers is good luck disguising anything. Like, Aaron Rodgers has seen it all. You want to talk about Joe Flacco's wealth and catalog of experience in this league? Aaron Rodgers is that tenfold, and he still can make any throw. I mean, there's not – if you watch Aaron Rodgers this season, he doesn't move like he used to. He's more immobile, but he can make any throw there is. The arm has not gone at all. It's still as talented of an arm as it's ever been. So disguising against this quarterback will be very difficult. I think it comes down to just winning your matchups. Like, the coaches can do all they can to put the players in the best position possible, but at the end of the day, these players have to win their matchups against those receivers, secondary versus wideouts. That's going to be a big part of determining this game.
Yeah, you got something, Mitch?
I started talking and my mic was off. Ryan Wood joining us here on the guest hotline powered by Gruber Law. Is Nate Hobbs terrible?
He had a really rough day in Arizona. I think it's fair to question whether Carrington Valentine needs more snaps. But Carrington Valentine had a really rough day in Dallas, too. So it's not like that's a foolproof way to fix that side of the field, which probably helps explain why Matt LaFleur, when asked that question on Monday, said that he expects Nate Hobbs to fully bounce back.
You know, he better.
University is hard to play in this league, especially at corner. Yes, he needs to be better. But they also brought him in to play perimeter corner. They paid him starting perimeter corner money on the free agent market. And I think it's going to take more than 1 week to wreck those plans. I think they are going to be more patient with him.
That's fair. Ryan, I'm seeing our foes from the South on TV right now. So it just got my mind thinking. And I loved Mitch's concise question. Are the Chicago Bears a good team?
Ooh, that's a good question.
That's hard for me to go on the record and say that right now because I feel like the Chicago Bears, every time you might start to entertain the idea, the possibility that they might be something resembling good, they show that they're not and they're still the Chicago Bears. But they're a team that you can't take lightly, right? They've won four straight games. So any team in this league that's won four straight games is a team that you have to start taking somewhat seriously. It's premature for me to say that they're good. The reality in this conference, the Packers, number one seed, 4-1-1. Look behind them. It is loaded at 5-2. I mean, not just a few. There are several 5-2 teams. This is a loaded conference, which brings me back to the point of it's October. You shouldn't be playing your best ball in October. The Packers certainly are. The only point of October football games is to win them, to stack wins, which is what they're doing, what they need to continue to do this week. If you are a fan in the NFL, who will only be happy seeing your team win by 3 touchdowns every week, this will be a miserable existence for you. That is not this league. This is a league of parity. It's a league designed for close games. Good teams win close games, as the Packers just did. Bad teams, like the Arizona Cardinals, lose 5 straight games by a combined 13 points. They're all close, but they don't know how to win because they're not a good team. All games are close. You have to just stack wins the best you can.
Man, that's a great point, Ryan. And now you've been covering football, covering the Packers for a long time. Like, you're talking about these 5-2 teams, all that. Like, this will separate here in the next, what, 3 weeks or so.
After Halloween, you take the mask off, right?
It's the injuries, right? Ooh. Like, who's healthy? Which teams can stay healthy and then adjust to those injuries? So do you are you always in that mindset? Like, you just kind of hold on? Yeah, until like Tommy said, after Halloween, and then everything kind of will actually reveal itself for who are the best teams in this league. Is that kind of what your mindset is going on here for the next month or so?
Yeah, to your point, Mason, the NFC West is going to cannibalize itself, right? There's 3-5-2 teams in the NFC West. They're going to play each other. It's not going to stay that way. So now some years you have, like last year in the NFC North, you get 3 teams from a division in the playoffs. That can happen, but it will start to separate itself. What you want to do is play your best ball the second half of December on, right? Really after Thanksgiving. Once the calendar hits after Thanksgiving into December, you want to be playing your best ball. When you look at especially this offense, Jaden Reed's coming back at some point. Christian Watson's coming back soon, if not this week, then next. I think the question for this offense is there is another gear that exists for this offense when all the playmakers are back. How high is that gear? Like, is it just a low bump that they get, or does it make a world of difference in terms of explosiveness when you have Christian Watson, Jaden Reed, when Matthew Golden has had another 6 weeks to 2 months of developmental time, when Tucker Kraft is even more firmly entrenched as a go-to target in this offense? How high is that ceiling? I don't know the answer to that yet. I think we're all going to be watching to see what that looks like as they progress.
Well, you just said the names. I mean, think about who are in those spots for Jaden Reed and for Christian Watson. You got Dontayvion Wicks, Malik Heath. Like, we have not heard their names very much this year, right? For a team that spreads the ball around and takes off, those guys are not stepping up and taking over whenever Matthew Golden or Dobbs might be, getting locked up. So you just plug in Christian Watson, Jaden Reed back into that team. And now you have Christian Watson, Jaden Reed, Matthew Golden, Romeo Doubs, Tucker Kraft as your 5 passing options. That sounds really good. And this team, so you watched the game last night, I'm assuming, the Lions game, Lions-Tampa. And I said earlier in the show, this Packers team is built to, they need to win the division and they need to play home playoff games. I don't want to see them have to go through Detroit to get to where they want to go. Do you agree with that? And, just talk about what the difference Detroit is at home versus playing on the road. I mean, obviously we saw them week 1 versus what they do at home. It's night and day difference.
Yeah, it's going to be a fascinating matchup come Thanksgiving when they go back into the Lions' den, and we'll see how repeatable that week 1 performance is when they go to Detroit. Just look at how the Packers have played home and away this year, right? They haven't really been tested at home in 3 home games, and they've had to fight. They're 1-1-1 on the road, and they finally did win a road game. They finally also won by playing catch up, which I think was even more important for this team, because 5 straight games before Sunday, every single one of those, they opened with a double digit lead before allowing a single point. So they've been playing from lead the entire season. And then you are in a position where it's 13-3 late in the first half. You have to make a decision. Okay, 7 seconds left. Get in field goal range for a 61-yarder, cut the deficit, continue to chip away, an entirely different flow of the game, and they're able to get a win. That stacking that in the back of your mind for later in the season, that's very valuable. I do think that the Lions gave a great blueprint of how the Packers win the game this week. When I talk about winning matchups, right, like it didn't matter who they had. Like they were completely depleted in their secondary, but they mauled a very talented, explosive Bucs passing offense because their players just won their matchups, their play style. And that's why coaches preach play style. Their play style is off the charts. That's what this Packers defense needs, especially on the back end. Again, this week against Aaron Rodgers, is that type of play style, that type of just mauling mentality. If you bring that to Pittsburgh, you've got a really good chance of leaving with the win. If you don't, Aaron Rodgers is going to carve you up.
Man, Ryan Wood, I appreciate you. It's always good having you on. And, yeah, this is going to be a fun, exciting week. So you heading out to Pittsburgh? You going to be out there?
Yeah, I'll be there. Mason, question for you.
Okay.
You got a 62-yarder in you right now?
Yeah.
One time, baby. Let's go.
I'm going to CGI. I think you saw my post yesterday. I got the ball right here. I'm going to CGI myself kicking it. Yeah, 62 yards just to make sure that record stays intact.
We should do a series of Mason reenacting the longest kick every week from a Packer and see if he can just keep doing it.
just keep rolling, see where
it goes out. I got one for Ryan real quick here. We've been talking about failure a lot on this show, Ryan. Was the New York Mets season a failure?
Oh, that's just mean.
No, I mean, like I just want to gauge the interest of failure.
The answer is yes.
Was the Milwaukee Brewers season a failure? I'll throw it right back at you.
No, I don't think the Milwaukee Brewers season was.
The NLCS was, but the season wasn't.
Right. So,
yes. My God, was the New York – is the sky blue? Yeah. You have a $300 million
right now.
You missed the playoffs with 83 wins?
Yeah.
That is in the dictionary under the word failure.
That is
you
what
have
it
a
is.
Picture of the 2025 New York Mets.
Oh, yes.
It's a failure with a capital F.
Well, Cal Rowley called the Mariners season a failure. Is that season a failure? If you don't win the World Series, is it a failure? And I know the Mets spent a lot of money and didn't make the playoffs, but I just wanted to gauge on where we're going with the failure topic.
Yeah, well, you know, if the Packers don't win, if they don't go to the Super Bowl this year, is that a failure? I think that's a heck of a question because this is still a young team. The window doesn't close after 2025. The window's open the next few years at least, right? And yet, when you bring on Micah Parsons, you're signaling this is Super Bowl or bust. So I would have to think that, yeah, if you don't make the Super Bowl with Micah Parsons, with all the investments that you've made, Xavier McKinney, Josh Jacobs 2 years ago, Jordan Love third season, if you don't make the Super Bowl, that's a failed season.
This is the timing. Oh, yeah, it's just kind of how you build teams and then time it out. This is that year. So, yeah, I'd agree with you. Awesome.
Right, take care.
Yeah, really appreciate it. Ryan Wood joining the Mason Crosby Show, as he does every week. He's with the Green Bay Press Gazette. Check out all his stuff. Oh, man, I love talking ball with Ryan. He's awesome.
Yeah, he knows his stuff, that's for sure. And you know, it's not his fault he's a Mets fan. Like, sometimes you're just born into
it. I love that shade, Tommy.
We were gauging failure.
Speaking of gauging failure, or lack thereof, I think we had a pretty good week. Let's talk about our picks coming up. Of course, every week we pick all the games in the NFC North. We pick the Badger game, and then we, depending on how many games are left over, we have another bonus game or...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
We just pick our own game. Unfortunately for me, somebody decided to throw a 99-yard pick six on the last play of the first half and totally changed the game. Like that game goes in as a six-point game at halftime. I'm feeling pretty good about myself as a 17-point game that did not go the way it was supposed to go.
Not how it went.
But we will look at our picks coming up when we come back. And then, of course, Mason's extra points at the very end. This is the Mason Crosby Show presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers. Ryan Wood joined us on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.